Well, most of them didn't have watches.
Oh, they didn't? Yeah.
Most of them would look at the sun.
Oh, they just look at the sun. Yeah.
My daddy could almost tell you the time of the day by the sun.
If you were talking about, well, like another way of saying 7:30, like in those days, they would have said more, instead of saying 7:30, would they say like, using a half, they'd say? Half past seven, did they, more common?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
What about, again, in those days, if it was like 15 until 8?
A quarter to.
A lot of times, they say. Now, in talking about, let's see, talking about terms of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, if today is Monday, then Sunday was
yesterday,
and Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
And you might say, like, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if something happened exactly on this day, but last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago.
And if it's a dark day, you might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun was real shining and there were no clouds in the sky, you'd say that was a, that type of day was
a sunshiny day.
Which I wonder if they have in Forest City. On the opposite kind of day, like a day like today, you'd call this a...
This is a gloomy day.
Yeah. And if it's been pretty and sunshiny, and then the clouds come in and you expect rain, you'd say the weather is
changing.
And if it's been real cloudy, but the clouds start pulling away from the sun,
it's clearing off.
But what would you call it? A real heavy rain that just lasts for a real short while?
A downpour.
A downpour. Uh-huh. What about a storm that has thunder and lightning with it?
It's a thunderstorm.
Well, I started to ask you, did you ever have any bad winds around here? But I know.
Yes, we did.
That was on national. Everybody knew.
Yeah, we
about
really
that.
Made the news then. Yeah, that's the first time we've ever had one. Well, I think they said years ago that one hit out west of town, but we've never had anything like
that. Well, how hard did the wind blow during
that? I don't know. Now, it's amazing. A house right next to one would not be hurt at all, but then that one would just be completely demolished.
And it would just blow them.
Uh-huh, they say it's just in that particular path. But,
well, did it blow lots of trees and things?
Mm-hmm. But just in the area now, the other parts of town was not.
That's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But all told, it blew away a lot.
Yes, it did. It really did a lot of damage. Well, it was just a block and a half from here.
You don't mean it.
Sure was. The school just behind this one was completely demolished.
Well, again, about rain, if it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few fine little drops coming down, you'd say that it's
sprinkling.
Sprinkling. And if it's just kind of not even really drops, if you just feel it sort of in the air,
it's damp.
And if you were to look out and couldn't see the school one day, you'd say that it was on account of
fog.
Mm-hmm. And you'd call that type of day
a foggy day.
Yeah. And if there's no rain for just weeks and weeks, you'd say you're having a
dry spell.
And if it was even... I guess longer than a dry spell, if it was just
a drought.
Yeah, that would be the. That's very nice. If the wind's been real gentle and it's gradually getting stronger and stronger, you say the wind is
blowing harder.
And if it's just the opposite, if the wind's been strong, it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's